Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. In this podcast, Vince Menzione, a proven industry sales and partner executive, brings together technology leaders in this forum to discuss transformational trends and to deconstruct successful strategies to thrive and survive in the rapid age of cloud transformation. And now your host, Vince Menzione.
Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I'm your host, Vince Menzione. And this is the 21st episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering, and a unique solo cast. I'm actually coming to you from Orlando, Florida, where I just had the opportunity to present at the Exchange event, and wanted to begin by thanking Robert DiMarzo and Doris Branscombe for their great hospitality and having me here to speak to you, our partners and listeners. My presentation was What They Don't Teach, and it's really a synthesis of the great lessons and nuggets that I've gathered from each of my guests on each episode, from the technology giants of Microsoft and now Google and VMware and the like, to the great partners that have gotten it right, working and being successful in the channel, building their businesses and succeeding in this age of rapid digital transformation. Here at Exchange, I got to meet with some amazing people. I actually got to see some of our previous guests on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering and spend some moments with them. Don Yeager was here, and we talked about what made great teams and also what makes great partnerships. And I got a few moments with him sharing his insights with his time with Coach John Wooden. So that was just a great moment. Had the opportunity to see Jason Rook, episode 13 of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. And Jason and I had a few moments to discuss the technology trends and the evolution and things that he's seeing and how rapidly things are changing. And I'm planning to have Jason on a future episode, an encore episode, where he'll share some of the trends that he's seeing with machine learning, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and the like. So can't wait to have Jason back on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. We actually taped an episode while I was here, which will be, we're planning or slotting that to be episode 24 with Eric Martirano. Eric and I were colleagues at Microsoft for 9 years. And Eric is now the Chief Revenue Officer for Intermedia, which is both a Microsoft partner, and they also have their own cloud properties and provide a very unique value proposition for partners to succeed selling cloud services. I also had the opportunity to meet up with Chris Pyle. Chris is CEO of Champion Solutions, and Chris and I are good friends from my days at Microsoft. Chris has already graciously accepted the offer to be on a future episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. And I can't wait to have Chris on to discuss the channel and how to be successful as a partner working with the technology giants in this age of rapid digital transformation. We also did some experimentation with video in Orlando. And so I'd love your feedback. But most importantly, this is the 21st episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering and a bit of a milestone and a mid-year point for me. And so I wanted to reach out here and thank you, my loyal friends and listeners, who subscribe week after week, downloading these episodes since I began, or liking my posts on LinkedIn and other social media. I'm reminded of how this all started when a friend from Microsoft suggested I listen to podcasts and audiobooks in the first place. I didn't even know what a podcast was at the time. I became a huge fan of the format. Tim Ferriss was my first download, and I think I listened to every single one of his episodes. And to this day, it's not uncommon to see me with wireless earbuds in my ear, and my kids kid me about this, because I'm always waiting for that next 15-minute segment that I have free when I can listen to another snippet of wisdom. But it was the day I had a conversation with my business coach, Trevor McGregor, and he said to me, "You should do your own podcast." And I said, "You're nuts." But he shared his experience working with another podcaster, Joe Fairless, whose best ever real estate podcast is one of the most successful daily real estate podcasts on iTunes. And so I said, why not? And then I want to say thank you to my brave, brave early guests who I reached out to early and who went out on a limb for me to join my interviews, discuss their business imperatives, and their personal stories. We now have a body of work through these amazing guests, and it's extraordinary how much great information has been shared with our listeners in these episodes. From the business imperatives to the personal and professional journey, there's been so many great nuggets of wisdom that each of my guests have shared. Many of you know that I launched my own company, Cloudwave Partners, just a short time ago, and I feel so fortunate to be able to help so many organizations and companies to thrive in this rapid age of digital transformation through my work. And my three pillars of success for the organization are around consulting with these organizations, and in some cases, nonprofits, to help them to succeed. It's the work I do here with the podcast and other tools, and it's the work I hope to do with my speaking engagements to share more broadly the body of knowledge from the podcast. And as I was reflecting back on that decision and that inflection point, I was listening to Stephen Wessner from Onward Nation, who's a friend and someone I met through Don Yeager. And in his episode recently, he discussed his grandfather. I was quickly reminded of my own grandfather and his own personal and professional story. You see, my grandfather and namesake came here from Bari, Italy, and his life had a profound impact on my life. He had a tough upbringing. He was raised in a small farm town, and tears would often fill his eyes when later in life he'd recount the childhood, the mother that died in childbirth when he was 2 years old, and being raised by a stepmother. He came to the U.S. with the equivalent of a third-grade education and some basic reading and writing skills. And when he landed in Ellis Island in 1921, he had $20 to his name and the address of the brother with whom he'll stay with. His brother takes him in, and for a period of time they work together as icemen, delivering ice up the many stories of the tenements of New York City, hauling 20 to 50-pound blocks of ice on their shoulders to feed ice boxes to those people who could afford them and keep their food cool. It was a tough job, but it was a good living. Vincent eventually moves across the river to New Jersey, establishes his own ice, coal, and oil business, and becomes an entrepreneur. He eventually establishes many businesses over the years and lives the American dream, marrying and raising a beautiful family, two daughters, and a son, and lives a comfortable life during the Great Depression because everyone still needs ice and coal and oil. He transforms a life of abject poverty into a life of prosperity, drives the Cadillac, and helps those less fortunate. Through sheer grit, determination, he drives and transforms his life. I was so blessed and so fortunate to grow up with this man and to witness life from his perspective. I feel that same grit and determination, and it's quite possible that his example has helped me so many times to transform and to grow. This is the same grit and determination that I see from so many of my guests. They are all business owners in one way or another. They either own a business or have successfully driven key outcomes. In the stories I've shared here in The Ultimate Guide to Partnering, I believe there's a close correlation between the personal and professional transformation or journey and the business outcomes that my guests share. Whether it's Mariano Della Donne, who came to the United States with one semester of college tuition and only because his mother sold her car that he could get here, and then worked his way into a four-year scholarship, which he used, by the way, to get a master's degree, get a high-paying consulting job, and then started a company and transformed his life through his sheer will. Or Tony Savoyan, whose entire family emigrated from Soviet Armenia when he was a young boy. Or Dux Raymond Tsai, who has an amazing career now after coming to the United States from the Philippines. And then there's Andrew McGonigal, who came here as a small child from Belfast, Northern Ireland, and spoke with a brogue, which was mistaken for a speech impediment. And she went on to be the first in her family to graduate college and now is a successful executive at Microsoft. These are the stories that inspire me every day and that I get to share with you, along with the business nuggets, deconstructing the success factors, and also learning what makes the great ones great. And yes, I'm equally fascinated by the exciting disruption happening in business today. We live in amazing times, and this promises to be the most transformative time in our history. I recently came back from Pittsburgh, which has become the epicenter of the autonomous or self-driving car universe, where Carnegie Mellon and companies like Tesla, Google, and Uber are all working on developing and delivering their platforms. It's also a place of rebirth and a place that has reinvented itself and metaphorically risen from the ashes and now has a vibrant economy. We all know about the smartphone, Uber, Airbnb, and other technologies that are disrupting and changing entire industries. Technology is allowing us to do things that were inconceivable just a few short years ago. I have the privilege of bringing to you in this podcast the stories of the people and organizations that are carving out their unique greatness in this market, whether they be from Google or Microsoft, VMware, or smaller companies like SADA Systems, Adventos, 10th Magnitude, AvPoint, or even Kudzu, the app that rewards kids for great grades. The Microsoft ecosystem alone is over 300,000 partners strong, and many of those same partners work with many other technology giants that we'll feature on this podcast. I want to continue to share and build this body of knowledge through my work. I've been given the opportunity to present some of it and continue to look for ways to share and help each of you connect and thrive in this age of digital transformation. So where do we go from here? What about the next 20 episodes and the 20 episodes after that? Since this is a bit of a mid-year review for me, I'd like to receive your feedback, your course correction, your constructive feedback on what you wish to see or hear in future episodes of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. You see, it's just not good enough that I might like an episode or a particular topic or guest. It's important that it serves you. Do I have the right range of guests? What about the interview format and the questions that I ask? Is the length too long? Is it not long enough? Am I spending too much time on the personal story or not enough? Help me so that I might deliver to you the best possible experience through this format. To learn, to connect, to thrive. What questions would you ask that I'm not asking now? How about my focus? Too much Microsoft? Too little? Other technology giants you'd like to see me interview? Partners that I need to have on the podcast? Please tell me. So there's a couple ways to reach me. Probably the best way is through my professional email address, which is Vince M, that's V-I-N-C-E, M as in Mary, at cloudwavepartners, one word, .net. That's the best way to provide me with feedback. You also have the opportunity in a few other formats. I have my Facebook page, Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I have my social links. I'm Vince Menzione on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and on Twitter, and you can reach me there as well. And then also, there's the opportunity to share your feedback through iTunes. And that's the other request I have. One is certainly to provide me feedback. The second is to provide a rate and review on the podcast. iTunes does not make this easy, probably to discourage you, but I'll explain now here. If you're using an iPhone and you have the podcast app, you need to hit the search button on the home screen. That's a magnifying glass at the bottom right. And then you need to type out with no misspellings, Ultimate Guide to Partnering, and hit enter. A series of episodes shows up in the upper top, and then you need to click on the bottom icon, which then brings you to a Rate This Podcast link. Only after you've done all of that can you rate and review, and I'd hope you'd give me 5 stars or at least give me positive or constructive feedback that I can use to make this better. And then the other thing you can do, certainly to support me, is to tell your friends in the industry, tell your colleagues about this podcast. Hopefully, I'm providing good nuggets of information about industry, about selling with partners, what makes partners successful. So I want to thank you for your support and for listening, viewing my blogs on LinkedIn, Google+, and my 2 websites, Ultimate Guide to Partnering and Cloudwave Partners. And we'll see you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Menzione. Online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com and facebook.com/ultimateguidetopartnering. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.